To remind you that 60% of sales on Amazon come from independent sellers, here's John from Devil Dog Pet Company.
We run our family business from Sterling Heights, Michigan, but we can reach customers all over the country thanks to Amazon. Good boy.
Shop small business on Amazon.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
So you want to start a business. You might think you need a team of people and fancy tech skills, but you don't. You just need GoDaddy Aero. I'm Walton Goggins, and as an actor, I'm an expert in looking like I know what I'm doing, even when I don't. And I like the sound of starting my own business, Walton Goggins Goggle Glasses. But I'm an actor. I don't know what I'm doing. I needed help. GoDaddy Aero uses AI to create everything you need to grow a business. It'll make you a unique logo. It'll create a custom website. It'll write social posts for you and even set you up with a social media calendar. I didn't even realize I needed a social media calendar. GoDaddy Aero will take your idea that sounds good and make a business that looks like you know what you're doing. GoDaddy Aero can get your business up and running in minutes. You know what that sounds like? It sounds like a plan. Get started at GoDaddy.com/Aero. That's GoDaddy.com/AIRO.
Boy, have they been rolling. John Walton has been on the call. John, I got to ask you how you're feeling.
How you feeling, dude?
Last time we played a highlight from you, another guy was calling the game, and it was actually you.
It was dreadful the other night. Yeah, as good as the team was going, I was in really rough shape the other night, but a lot better today. Yeah, it was. There's no feeling in sports, the play-by-play, when you know the light's coming on, and you know it's like, yep, this is going to suck tonight. Where we were.
How do you sound so good now? What have you done?
Today, Anaheim, I'm good to go tonight.
What steroids have – you're like Amon-Ra St. Brown. Like, you're back, man.
Miracle
it's
Hill.
Been 3 days. What happened over these 48 hours?
I've been a lot of water, a lot of Advil. I never felt bad. That was the thing. Everybody is – not everybody, but a lot of guys on the team and on the staff have had this – just creeping throat crud. I'm like, oh, I got to stay away from that. And then lo and behold, in L.A., Beauvillier scored in the third period. I was like, oh, God, this is not good. And of course, it's a back-to-back, right? So we're flying to San Jose, and I'm telling Kenny, I was like, I am in serious, serious trouble for tomorrow. And it was terrible. Yeah, I mean, it was just Kenny got me. I was on his back, and he drugged me through as much as I could. But a lot of quiet yesterday, a little isolation, which wasn't awesome. But you know what? It was great to be back at the rink today and feeling pretty good for tonight.
Well, rightfully so, man. Well earned. It was literally it sounded like your throat got in a fight with a gorilla and lost, man. Just it was unbelievable. Yeah. But you sound like you now. And when you're calling games, you're calling a lot of caps, goals, and a lot of wins. What's been different here, John, during this really good streak?
Well, they're getting the first goal, Danny, a lot. I mean, they've done that more than any team in the league. They've done it 20 times now. And, you know, there have been times even on the road trip where I'd look at, the game against the Islanders, where LT had to be really good early because the Islanders kind of got the jump on them, but they still got the first goal and they kind of carried it from there. I thought Chucky did the same thing in San Jose where, that could go a little differently if they didn't, come up with, a couple of big saves early. And then once the first one went in, it seemed like San Jose was just done and they, end up getting four in the first and that game was over pretty quick. So, I think all involved. I mean, I just getting a lot of offense, getting a lot of guys involved. The Ryan Leonard coming out party in San Jose, that's where you really would have wanted your throat to be good, by the way.
Gets two goals.
Two assists, and that second goal was just filthy. That was a fun one. So seeing some of his star power and getting the offense from other places, you've had a lot of guys on this trip that have had multi-point games. So it's not just one guy. It's not just Alex. It's not just, the normal suspects. I mean, I thought it was funny, Tom Wilson's led him in just about everything this year, but he wasn't even involved in the scoring the other night in San Jose. So that's probably a pretty good indication of what's happening here.
How much credit do you give for Leonard for getting this power play going? It just seems like he's been pretty invaluable.
Yeah, I think that's fair. I think the move to power play one for him has been very good. And, I mean, the confidence. Say, you know, I was talking with Joe B. this morning a little bit about this. You know, you saw Leonard do these kinds of things for Boston College. You saw him do it for Team USA, but you really hadn't seen it yet at the NHL level until maybe the other night. And I think that's just a product of the confidence that he's got. Really good to see. And I think moving forward, that's, you know, I think he's only going to get better, guys. I mean, it's, he was an eighth overall pick for a reason. He's such a good skater. He's got an unbelievable shot. And now he's got that swagger that, you know, I think we saw at those previous places that he played, but we hadn't really seen it at this level yet.
John, I really like Justin Sortif. I know he's banged up now. He's going to miss a little bit of time, but it, you've forgotten more hockey this morning than I'll ever know. But just watching the Caps my whole life, there's always someone in a playoff series against them that I hadn't heard much about that's like Justin Sortif, where he's everywhere on the ice, harassing you, not giving you any space, or someone that seems to be in the right place at the right time, always getting a stick on the puck, always slowing down a rush, and is flying around the ice. I like that they've got this guy, and it's almost like you're not going to see a ton of point production, I don't feel like, even though he's been running some second-line stuff. But I just like having that asset because I want other teams and fan bases to feel the terror I felt my whole life.
Yeah, I mean, it's funny because I think hockey operations has done such a great job of being able to identify guys in other organizations. I mean, for Sortif, there just wasn't a lot of room in Florida,
right,
and he'd only played four NHL games. So what do you really know until you get him? But he's been great, and I agree with you. I mean, he goes right to the front of the net. He's a great skater, kind of a Swiss Army knife that, you know, the fourth line right wing, third line center, second line center, he's been all over the place. And being able to do that and do everything pretty well is an invaluable piece. And Spencer's always talked about he loves having a lot of guys that can do a lot of different things. And I don't know that there's anybody in the forward core that can do things more differently than he can, because it really has been fun to watch. There's a chance he might get in tonight from what we saw the morning skate here just wrapping up a little while ago. Not a lock that he's in, but I don't get the sense it's going to be long-term, which is good, and hopefully we see him back in there pretty soon.
Well, John, thank you. Glad you're feeling better. Looking forward to your call of Caps hockey tonight right here on The Fan. We appreciate you.
Thanks, fellas.
To remind you that 60% of sales on Amazon come from independent sellers, here's John from Devil Dog Pet Company.
We run our family business from Sterling Heights, Michigan, but we can reach customers all over the country thanks to Amazon. Good boy.
Shop small business on Amazon.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Total, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. TNCs apply. In app only.
So you want to start a business. You might think you need a team of people and fancy tech skills, but you don't. You just need GoDaddy Aero. I'm Walton Goggins, and as an actor, I'm an expert in looking like I know what I'm doing. GoDaddy Aero uses AI to create everything you need to grow a business. It'll make you a unique logo. It'll create a custom website. It'll write social posts for you and even set you up with a social media calendar. Get started at GoDaddy.com/Aero. That's GoDaddy.com/AIRO.